Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Looking to you today, hopefully cover these areas. Got something that Mark Twain said. He says, this is what he says. He's got these, all these wars going. He says, wars happen so that Americans can learn geography. You think about it. I mean, can you actually draw Iraq and all the cities in Iraq?
No.
People say that we think about, you know, different, you think about India and you think about Pakistan, but did you know that Pakistan was part of India until there was a war that went on? They finally just said, listen, they gave Pakistan to the Muslims. They just said, we'll give you your own nation up here. And that's how Pakistan became.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
you see a Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. You know, and it's just like, it's all together. It's just one.
Wow.
It's not some, in people's mind, we kind of see it out like this, but really that's all together in that particular area. And so Mark Twain says, wars happen so that Americans can learn geography. And you do pay
this
more attention when you're fixing to be launched to a war. It's like,
right.
I'm going to war where?
Where's exactly?
Where is this ship going? Where is my plane going?
Make sure my MREs get there.
I would like to know where, can you send emails from there?
Yeah.
Well, also, we'll talk a little bit about what Susan Massey has made a statement that she was, Suzanne Massey was the, I believe, the etiquette or whatever person for President Ronald Reagan. She was one of his advisors, and she talks about Russia, that we're not mentioning the good things about Russia, and I was pretty impressed talking about the significance of a godless nation, what it's turned to in 20 years. Also, T.D. Jakes.
Yes, T.D. Jakes has a new book out called Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. It's doing really good, but also CBN did an interview with him. I believe it was John Jessup who did the interview, and he had some really interesting statements to say regarding race and religion, and hopefully we'll get a chance to share that with you today, but really interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, the over in I believe it was American University in Washington, D.C., I think it's called American University. They had a panel on their discussion, Russia. And, you know, 20 years ago, it was a godless nation.
Mm.
And they went through such turmoil that took place when their economy crashed and all this. But it was pretty interesting. One of the advisors for President Ronald Reagan was on this particular panel as they were talking about Russia. And she said this. Her name is Suzanne Massey. She's the author of Trust But Verify.
Did she borrow that from somebody?
Well, actually, she's the one that told President Reagan about
it. Okay,
but she only told him about it because actually, it's a Russian phraseology.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, and so that's why he used what their language was.
Brilliant.
And but that's her book. But as she said, which is pretty. I mean, this. If you think how it was a godless nation, this is what she said though. She said this weekend. She says Russia now has the highest. This is what she said. She said, only thing that people talk about and the press reports on is just negative things, the bad things about Russia. They don't talk about anything. I mean, do you hear anything at all, you know, good happening? And she says about God, she says, Russia now has the highest amount of believers, God-believing people in all of Europe.
Wow.
And in 20 years, they went from a godless nation to now the most God-believing nation or country in Europe. She said. And she said they're even teaching about God in the schools.
Wow.
I mean, you would think it's like the way that it's being reported. It's like the press covers anything but God, unless it's something negative, you know, unless it's one of our mistakes and all. But understand, it's like, that's huge. It kind of makes you say, maybe America's about to turn. Because it came with economic crisis.
Wow.
It took a godless nation down, and when it rebooted, then when the walls came down, Gorbachev, take down these walls, the kingdom came in. All of a sudden, the gospel began to be preached, and I know that you were talking about Bob Weiner and TBN and, you know, Gary Hinckley's gone in there several times, and others have gone in just... They're just hungry for the Lord. And prior to that, it was a whole different scene that was going on. And so when we're seeing all these things take place, and we know that as an example in America, just because your leaders think a certain way or turn a certain way doesn't mean the entire nation turns a certain way, mm-hmm. or the church feels that way. That it means that we got to look a little bit deeper. And that's why we at VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program, we are actually reporting this other aspect of what's taking place in Russia, that the church is rising up. People are becoming believers and Christians are getting united. They're seeking things such as, I know that Brother Ken Summerall, who's now with the Lord, a spiritual father of mine, that he had some seeking him out and say, listen, you know, I want a spiritual father in my life. I want a gray-haired man in my life. And what happens when you become one, you get gray hair.
I know, that's right.
But it's just amazing what's happening in Russia, even in the midst of all this craziness and things that are going on, that the church is rising up and getting strong in Russia.
Isn't it interesting how the tendency is to judge a nation by the leader, but not necessarily by what God's doing or the kingdom there?
Right.
The same thing. You're almost like, wow, we need to look deeper into what's happening.
Right.
And they need to look at us a little bit closer too. You know?
Yes. Yes. That's very helpful. And you think about it. You think about that. This is great encouragement, because think about it, being a godless nation before the wall came down. And when the wall came down, yes, everything came in, and, you know, probably capitalism may have been the thing that may have really went the wrong way with some of the things in there. The big concern they had is about French fries and McDonald's or something when they first started, you know, that started happening there. But in the midst of all that, people came to know God. And if we quit trying to save countries and start trying to save people, countries will be saved.
Wow.
If we'll preach the gospel to the individual and not to the nation, then to the political realm, then, you know, the people will get saved and they'll be the future leaders of your nation. And that's how you change a nation, is when the church begins to rise up. And he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal Russia. I mean, think about it. He'll heal the land. Mm-hmm. And so you just never know what, and so often we are guilty of looking and evaluating the condition of the church based on the condition of society, or, you know, the political realm, or a nation. And the truth is, you know, kingdoms are going to come and kingdoms are going to go, but God's kingdom is forever. It doesn't change. And it could be thriving in the midst of great oppression like it is in China.
Yeah.
With the greatest amount of believers in any other nation, I believe, is in China now, the largest part of the church. And so we cannot judge the church in China by its leaders, mm-hmm. because it has nothing to do with those two things. And we're finding out, according to Suzanne Massey, that, I mean, think about it. In 20 years, she says that Russia now has the highest amongst all European countries of people who believe in God. I mean, whoever thought that Russia would be the very one, especially some behaviors their leaders are doing now. You're thinking like, man, that's just terrible. And it's like, wait a minute, there's leaders coming up that are supposedly Christians in Ukraine.
Yeah.
There's Christians coming up in Russia. No, tell them what the future is going to be. But I know if the church doesn't wake up in America and begin to respond and turn from our wicked ways, that, you know, we may miss out on this next season.
Yeah.
What's going to take place in the earth, because we shared earlier on our programs, that the whole God's shifting the epicenter of Christianity to Asia. And that was confirmed several different ways. And you can find out more about that. Maybe there's a related article to this particular segment. But that means, man, we wouldn't want to miss what God's doing. Mm-mm. God loves all 7+ billion people on the face of the earth, and we want to be a part of that. We're going to talk more when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just... You see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift.
And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We were just speaking about, you know, having not wanting to miss what God's doing in the world. And the truth is, we became very self-focused as Americans and even American Christians. I mean, think about it. If other nations became as blessed as America is, and America went down to a third world nation, how many missionaries would all of a sudden there would be going, like, you know, I want to go to that capital nation that's got, right, you know, great living, you know, but it's difficult. You know, this is what Jesus said. I mean, he said it. He just said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God. Mm. And the disciples' response was, well, then who can go? She said, and this is how significant it is. He goes, well, what's impossible with man is possible with God. And you have to really be very careful when you're blessed that you don't all of a sudden make the blessing your God. Mm. And the rich young ruler, think about the rich young ruler. He would, you know, he thought he was right. He thought he was right because he said, what do I got to do to be saved? And Jesus began to explain, you know, don't, you know, commit adultery and these different things. And he goes, I've done this since all of my life, you know. There you can see it, right?
All 13 years old.
Yeah. Was he 13?
I thought
he was older than that. Anyway, so he, yeah, right, though. And so Jesus says, oh, yeah, one more thing. If you're going to go through the eye of the needle, you know, if you're going to enter the kingdom of God, for him, he had to give everything he had to the poor, because that was his God. It's not that you have to give everything, but maybe so. I mean, think about it. But to him, that was his God, because you found out he chose that God, the God of money and wealth, over God, over Jesus. He chose that. Mm-hmm. And he says he walked away sad because he had many things. Mm. And you think about Francis Chan, I mean, it challenges you in living small and living flexible. Mm-hmm. And they move, he's just willing to move into, to do anything, to do whatever God said. It's just beautiful,
yeah,
to be able to see that. And I think, you know, one thing you said on the break, John, is important for us to you talk about global citizens now, and you're starting, it's like people say, you're talking one world economy. Well, it's kind of obvious when you can email to China in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you can buy your products at great discounts from, you know, India. And I mean, you're not going to be able to stop that happening. The question is that going to be your God? Mm-hmm. And that's a, you know, global citizen is that you start thinking about, well, what we're doing here, we cannot enslave an entire nation to feed our nation low income, low priced products. We start thinking about, you know, the reason why this company has such low prices is because this other country, for example, in India, is paying, you know, dollars, where we pay thousands of dollars, right, they pay dollars for, and that's why you get it at a lower price. So as a global citizen, you start, some people take advantage of that by doing that, but you were talking about being global Christians, right?
That's right. The perspective is, we put all the emphasis on exactly what you've just been saying, when in reality, we need to put our focus as a global Christian so that we're just not focusing on what's happening in our own country or in the kingdom of God as we're experiencing it in our nation, but to look at the kingdom of God across the globe and relate that that person's not just a Chinese citizen of China, mm-hmm. but hopefully that's my brother and sister who just happens to be Chinese, or if they're not in the Lord, they haven't received salvation, we're looking at them not as an enemy or a competitor because of the trade market, but we're looking at them as people that we want to be able to reach with the love of God. And it just changes our whole paradigm. When mm-hmm. you start mixing politics and start looking geography and
right.
casting judgment over a nation because of its leaders,
right.
you're looking at the wrong perspective. We have, as Christians, as believers, we have to look at all the people in the world and say, man, forget this global citizen stuff. I mean, it happens, sure, but we need to be global Christians. How can we reach the nations of the world?
E pluribus unum, right?
Yeah.
E pluribus unum. And so... you think about that, and I was just thinking about some cookies that Donna had purchased at a low price, right? And I was thinking, there's no way that this particular, I'm not going to talk about the chain that had these particular cookies. I said, there's something not right. And so I looked on, you know, where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this is how things are seem to be masked. It says, you know, it's distributed by a company out of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you can call this number if you have any information. So you call the number, and that was not a Tennessean on the phone.
Oh, wow.
And they goes, that's a very good question. And, you know, and it's like, you know, where did those cookies come from? Mm. Where does this product come from, and why is it so cheap? And we have to ask questions like that. Are we okay? Yeah, we want, because, you know, we have a horrific history in America where we enslaved part of our people for a long period of time. And we see how bad that is. But I see people who say it's bad, and it maybe even their in their genealogy, they had members of their family that were enslaved. At the same time, go down and get this great priced item from a local store, not realizing a slave made that item in another nation. They got paid $2 a week to be able to make that. And it's like, we got a, you know, a global Christian is where we start thinking like, well, slavery's not only bad in our nation, slavery's bad in every nation.
That's right.
If I got to live with the same shirt for a whole week, you know what I'm saying? If I got to keep my clothes longer to make sure that other people are not enslaved. I mean, how many people are being enslaved right now because people want that best price?
Mm.
And that's why the economy, the markets are turning to Asia, because Asia has people that are putting together, this is some reports, people that were putting together the iPhone, or building parts of the iPhone, where some of them were jumped off the roof. One of them was reported jumped off the roof of the building to commit suicide, reports are.
Wow.
Because of the oppressive nature of what's going on. And I'm not saying, I don't have the facts on that, so I just know what is allegedly being said. But also there has been where they've taken American businessmen and basically locked them in the building over there and wouldn't let them out because of the way they were treating the workers. And it's just like, it's not, everything costs,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything costs. Somebody said this, it said, you know, when the economy crashes and when these different things happen, that money doesn't disappear. It just shifts. And the thing is, you have to position yourself to where it's going to shift. Well, if you're still wearing shirts and pants and clothes and all this kind of stuff, it's still being made. There's somebody. Yeah. In the process of making this thing, so the labor shifted. And if the labor shifts and the price goes down, it means now the laborer is getting paid less money for the thing. So the reason why you got such a good deal is because potentially somebody that is under oppression in the workplace in some other nation made that.
Yeah. It's even happening in this nation. You look at some of the way that some folks have been brought over to this country to work and some of the housing conditions. You know, you wouldn't put an animal in some of those housing conditions.
Mm.
People stack 3 and 4 stories in a bed, very narrow, and just being fed. And we got to look at all these type of things, you know, who's building the homes and what type of labor was involved in that, who are you hiring, and all those different things, because at the end of the day, can we sleep comfortably knowing that we're living in a home that was built by somebody who's just being taken advantage of?
And if you don't live as a global Christian, I really believe you're going to miss out on what God's doing, because it's a worldwide thing God's mm-hmm. doing. And one aspect of being a global Christian is thinking about Israel. You're thinking about what is God's perspective of Israel and what's happening, and staying tuned maybe to VFN TV and Daily Radio Program to stay up on what's going on and go into the VFN tour. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.